The last thing that we discussed, which is relevant to today's shiur, is the machlokes between the Tur and before him the Rashba. The Tur accepts the Rashba on the one hand, and the Beis Yosef on the other hand. And the machlokes revolves around Tosus in Nida and Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis, quoting a Gemara in Chulin on Daf Yud. The Gemara in Chulin establishes that if after the Tvila a Chatzitza was found, then in such a case the Tvila is placed into a shall we call it a question mark situation, and as a result lo also lo Tvila ad shiyomar barili. Now what does that mean? After the Tvila a chatzitza was found, and now the question is whether chatzitza was there on the guf before tefila, or did it come onto the guf after tefila? So clearly, the Gemara in Chulin establishes that unless the person can say barili, I know for sure shalohay alai mikodem, then he has to repeat the Tvila a second time. And the Gemara Chulin goes even a step further to say that even if after the Tvila he was Osek Biosan Min, nevertheless he needs another Tvila. So he can't be Tola in the fact that he was Osek Bosan Min. And the only thing that will allow our, shall we say, validation of the Tvila would be if he claims Barili. That's the Gemara Chulin. And Tosus offers a number of answers to the problem, the contradiction between the Gemara in Chulin and Rava here in Nida, because Rava here in Nida assumes that if it was Samuch L'Chafifa Tvila, then we can validate the Tvila, and we could assume that the Chatzitza came afterwards. You don't need Barili. All you need is Samuch L'Chafifa Tvila. So in his first answer, Tosus says that the case in Chulin was such that there was no Samach L'Chafifa Tvila. But Rabbeinu Tam gives an answer that the Gemara in Chulin is a separate Chumrah with regard to Taros. Now, the Tur, based on the Rashba, paskins that in a case of Samach L'Chafifa Tvila, she does not need a repeat tvila because she was osekes bioso min. In fact, the Tur in the name of the Rashba goes even a step further and says that we can validate the tvila even if it wasn't samuch le chafifa tvila, but if it was osekes bioso min after the tvila. And the question is, so what do we do with the Gemara in Chulin then? And the Be'er HaGolah that we saw the other day says that the Gemara in Chulin should be understood according to the Tur and the Rashba like Rabbeinu Tam, namely that the entire discussion in the Gemara in Chulin revolves around Litaros. But as far as Labayil is concerned, we don't have these Chumras. And certainly if she was Osekes Bioso Amin, then the Tvila is valid and we can attribute this Chatzitza to the post-Tvila his-askus bi-osan min. On the other hand, we have another school of thought in the poskim, and we're going to see that the Shach accepts this school of thought, that according to all the Terutzim of Tosvis, if there was no Samach L'Chafifa Tvila, then even in the case of Nis'asik B'Yosan Min, the Tvila has to be repeated, unless there was a Tainas Bari. Why does the Shach assume, or how does he work this out, that all the Terutzim of Tosis agree to that principle? In fact, the Bera Gola's approach seems to be so much more logical, that in the context of the Teretz of Rabbeinu Tam, you don't need a Titus Bari except for Taros. But the Shach understands, no, Rabbeinu Tam is not rejecting the first Teretz. Rabbeinu Tam is just saying that alternative to the first Teretz says that we need a new Kimta. The Gemara in Chulin has to be talking about a case where there was no Samuch L'Chafifa Tefillah. Says the Rabbeinu Tam, even if there was Samuch L'Chafifa Tefillah, nevertheless, according to the Gemara in Chulin, since it's a Chumra in Taris, therefore we need a Tainis Barili. But if there was no Samuch L'Chafifa Tefillah, then even if she was Osekis Biosa Min, she would need a repeat Tevilah. And that's true, says the Shach, according to all the Terutzim of Tosfos. And basically, we could summarize the Machlokes between the two Shitos here in the following way. On a technical level, they're arguing as to whether or not there's a Plugta in this Tosfos between the first Terutz and Rabbeinu Tam. According to the Rashba and then the Tur, and the way the Bera Gola understands it, there's a machlokas here between the Terutzim. And according to the first Teretz of Tosfos, if she was not Somech Chafifa L'Tvila, then the only way we can validate the Tvila if she found a Chatzitza would only be if there was a Tainis Bari. Whereas according to Rabbeinu Tam, no. The only reason why the Gemara in Chulin requires a Tainis Bari is because of a Chumra L'Taras. But Labaila, since she was Osekis Biosa Amin, that's enough to attribute her Chatzitza to a post Chatzitza's Askus, and therefore the Tefillah is valid. Whereas the Shach's approach is going to be the opposite, that all the Terutzim of Tosfos accept the premise of the first Tosfos, that if there was no Samuch L'Tvila Chafifa, then the only way of salvaging that Tvila and validating it is through a Tainis Bari. In the absence of Tainis Bari, it's not going to be valid because there was no Smichus Chatzitza, Chafifa L'Tvila. The second Teretz, meaning that of Rabbeinu Tam, is not arguing with that premise. It's just offering another possibility that even if there was Samuch L'Chafifa Tvila, the Gemara in Chulin is talking about a Chumrin Taras. But as far as Baila is concerned, then in Samuch L'Tvila Chafifa, then if she was Osekis Biosa Min, she could be Tola in that Min. But if it was not Samuch L'Tvila Chafifa, then even if she was Osekis Biosa Min, even the second Teretz, meaning Rabbeinu Tam, would agree to the premise that in such a scenario she needs another Tvila unless she can say Barili. That's on a technical level. What I'd like to add to that discussion today is a more lumdishal level. What is the Yesod HaPlugta? What are they really arguing about? Now, when a person, or in this case a Nida, goes to Tvila, their Chazok is a Cheskas Tuma. On the other hand, after the Tvila, that Tvila creates a Cheskas Tahara. The problem is that after the tefillah she finds a chatzitza. So there are two ways of understanding what happens, how to analyze this case where she found a chatzitza. One way is to say that that chatzitza puts the tefillah into suffix. Right? In Hebrew we'd say, humatil siman sheila al hatvila. If there's a siman sheila now in the tefillah, then we go back to the Cheskas Tuma, because the Cheskas Tuma tells me that until we have a Vadai that she was Metaheres, then we have to assume that she remains in the Chazak of Tmea. The other way of learning it is no, that once she goes to the Mikvah, the Tvila itself creates a brand new Chazakah, and now if she finds a Chatzitza after the Tvila, we're no longer going to rely or resurrect, shall we say, the Cheskas Tuma from the dead. That Cheskas Tuma has already been, you know, has been laid to rest. and we could give a kel mala here because of the tefila. Ella what? We have now a new suffix on the tefila. That new suffix on the tefila has to be dealt with in its own context. Meaning, do we have a reason to believe that that suffix, meaning that chatzitza, has nothing to do with the tefila itself? It's a post-tefila chatzitza. And in that case, she started kneading the dough, and now she finds the dough. We have every reason to attribute that dough to her hisaskus, which is post tefila. So that if you look at it from the perspective of the shach and all the poskim who came before the shach and accept that opinion, which is certainly the first opinion of Tosfos, that we have one of two choices: either we have to have some sort of vadai in the tefila to undermine and neutralize the cheskes tuma, and that vada is created by chafifa, because chafifa tells me beyond a shadow of a doubt that when she went into the mikveh there was no chatzitza, and again that chafifa would have to be samuch l'tefila, because otherwise once again I have to raise the possibility that the chatzitza took place, attached itself to a goof after the chafifa. But if the chafifa was immediately before the tefillah, that gives me a vados and allows me to validate the tefillah and undermine the cheskes tumah. The other alternative is toenes tainas bari, where she says, I know for sure, and we'll have to figure out how she knows for sure, but she knows for sure that there was no chatzitza on her body when she went into the mikvah. And that could work even if there was no chafifa to rely on, meaning they have to have a chafifa. That's Takonis Ezra. There must be a chafifa before tefila. But even if the chafifa was separated from the tefila by some distance in time, by some, let's say, ona, whatever it might be, and it wasn't samuch, I have an alternative to the chafifa to establish that she definitely had a valid tefila to undermine and neutralize the cheskes tumah, and that's Toenes Tainas Bari. So that's going to be the shita of Tosfos in the first teretz, and according to the shach, in all the terutzim of Tosfos, because none of the terutzim of Tosfos rejected that premise that she has a cheskes tumah. And unless you have some sort of ados regarding the tvila, you cannot undermine and neutralize that cheskes tumah. And the only two alternatives for that vados would be either a chafifa right before the tvila or the omeres barili. And that's the sugya in Chulin. It does not contradict our sugya of Rava is talking about chafifa, namely samuch lechafifa tefila, and that establishes a vados for that tefila, such that the chatzitza that she finds afterwards doesn't in any way impinge on the tefila. And the other alternative is the sugya in Chulin, namely toenes tainas bari. We put the two together and we form one whole. The Rashba, on the other hand, understood that although this is true according to the first teretz of Tosfos, it's not true according to Rabbeinu Tam's logic, and the way to reconcile the two sugyas is to say that one is lebaila and the other is letaros. As far as lebaila is concerned, our sugya of Rava is correct, la'alocha l'maisa, that there are two ways of establishing that the chatzitza that took place after the tefillah should not in any way raise a doubt, an eyebrow, a reusa on the tefillah. One way is through samuch lechafifa tefillah, and the other way is through hayso sekes bioso min liachar hatefillah. And again, the premise here of the Rashba is that we don't need an absolute vados, correct? We don't need an absolute vados, because again, hayso sekes v'yoso min lachatfil doesn't create an absolute vados, but it doesn't matter, because forget about the cheskes tumah. The Rashba is willing to place the cheskes tumah, as we said, in deep freeze, and the reason for that is because she was already toveles. And even though she didn't do the chafif exactly the way we would prefer her to do it, namely right before the tefillah, but nevertheless, she has the chafifa, and then she has the tefila. That already shakes up and neutralizes, to some extent, the cheskes tumah that we started with. Ella, what? We now have to answer the question, but what about this chatzitza? Do we know, or do we have reason to assume that it came onto her body after the tefillah? And the answer is yes. In order to strengthen the cheskas vadai of the tvila, which has already undermined the cheskas tumah that we began with, all we need is some sort of logical tliya. And the logical tliya is haiso sekes v'yosan min. Whereas the Shach and all the Rishonim who hold like the Shach that came before the Shach, they maintain that the tefillah itself is in question. You need a vados, and haiso sekes b'yoso min is not going to create a vados. The only vados could possibly be toenes tainis bari. So that's, I think, a valid hesber to the machlokas that we studied at great length on Monday. But now we're up to the Rambam Shita. And the Rambam Shita is very radical. It's against all the Rishonim. I don't know of any other Rishon that holds like the Rambam. So the Rambam says the following. After he establishes in Perek Beis Milchus Mikvos Halacha Tezayin that Ezra made the Takana of Chafifa, and the Rambam advocates the Chafifa should be Balayla immediately prior to Hatvila, Miyad Tekef, the Ram in the next halacha, halacha Yud Zayin, speaks about the case. Tovla v'yolso v'nimtzol le'dover chotzei, she finds a chatzitza post-tvila. Says the Rambam, in bi'oso ayom shechafafa tovla, eina tzricha lochuf pam shnia, ela chozeres v'toveles bilvad. In other words, the Rambam is going to take the Gemara in Chulin as his guide, and the Gemara in Chulin establishes that nothing short of a Tainas Bari could salvage the validity of the tefillah, and therefore it was a Dover Pashut that if she finds a Dover Achotzitz after the tefillah, she needs another tefillah to replace the first tefillah. So what do we do with the sugya in Nida Daf Samat Vavam in Beis of Rav? The answer is that sugya is addressing chafifa, not tefillah. And the question is, if she did a chafifa, can we rely on that chafifa even after she finds a Dover HaChotzeitz? Now, on one level, the Rambam is ensnared or ensnarled, whatever the word is, in a self-contradiction. Because if the Rambam is telling us that she needs another tefillah, then obviously the Rambam is assuming that there was a Dover HaChotzeitz begufa even before the tefillah. And if that be the case, then when she does her repeat tefillah, she should certainly need chafifa. The Ravid disagrees with the Rambam, and he says no. The Ravid says that im samach lechafifa tefila, eino tzricha lo lachuf lo litbal. When the Rambam says that because of the first chafifa, she doesn't need a second chafifa, but she definitely needs a tefila, that's wrong. Says the Ravid, the Gemara says she doesn't need neither a chafifa nor a tefila. V'im lav, and if she doesn't have a valid chafifa, then tzricha lochu v'litbal, and she needs both chafifa and tefila. So this distinction in the Rambam between chafifa and tefila, where she will require another tefila but not another chafifa, says the Rambam, it makes no sense. V'imonavshach, either the chafifa is valid, and therefore the tefila is valid, she doesn't need neither chafifa or tefila, or if the chafifa is not valid, she needs another tefila, and then for sure she'll likewise need another chafifa. Umashikos of who? And therefore, says the Ravid in very harsh language, what the Rambam writes, it ain't no klum. It's not worth a dime, he says. Fine. So the Kesef Mishnah, here in Yud Ches, he first refers us to our sugya in Nida Samach Vav Amid Beis. Did I say Yud Ches? I meant to say Yud Zayin. And he writes the following: Omar Rava Tovla v'Olso v'Nimtzal le'Dover Chotzei Tzimsoch l'Chafifa Tovla Eino Tzricha Lachuf v'Litbal. It's a package deal. V'im lav tzricha lachuf v'litbal. That's not like the Rambam. And the Ika Diamri in the Gemara says that Somach L'Chafifa Tefila means Bioso Ayom. Im Bioso Ayom Chafifa Shechafifa Tovla is Eina Tzricha Lachu V'Litbal V'Im Lav Tzricha Lachu V'Litbal U'Pasak HaRamam Kelishna Basra. So the Rambam holds that Somach L'Chafifa Tefila extends to include even Bioso Ayom. And then he quotes the Ravid. Taimo, he says, the reason for the Ravid is Neshahu Gores Kigirsa Sarif Veha Ran. Debolishna Basra Gatsinim Somach L'Chafifa Tovla. If the Allah is Kalishna Basra, then as long as we have a Somach L'Chafifa Tovla, then she doesn't need neither a second Chafifa nor a second Tvila. Ulefichach Masig al Rabbeinu. So if the Girsa in the Rambam's, in the Ravid's Gemara, like that of the Rif, is that Eina Tzricha Lachu Filitbol, how could the Rambam, according to the Ravid's Girsa, how could he say no? She needs Tvila. She doesn't need Chafifa. That's why the Ravid is Masig on the Rambam. And after this long presentation, he says, "Kach nirali bir divrei Ravid." Uliyashiv das Rabbeinu yesh lomar de iuzal the Rambam himself goris kalishna didan de lishna basra who in biyom shechafa tovla the goris im somach lachafif tovla ena tzricha lachu v'litbal mefarsha hainu lomar de ena tzricha tarti. When it says Eina Tzricha Lachu Filitbal, it means she doesn't need both Chafifa and Tefila. Why? Because it was Samach L'Tefila Chafifa. U'Tefila L'Chuda Sagile, she needs Tefila, but she doesn't need Chafifa. That's what the Gemara means by Eina Tzricha Lachu Filitbal. So the emphasis here is on Lachu. She doesn't need Chafifa, but she certainly needs Tefila. Amal Tefila Miu Boi B'Chol Gavna. She always needs Tvila, that's for sure. So I would like to suggest that in maneuvering here and navigating the Rambam Shita and the distinction between Tvila that she requires and Chafifa that she doesn't require, we could perhaps suggest two different approaches. One approach is the following. Tvila is Doraisa, Chafifa is derabbanan. Once we have a suffik, then the rule of thumb is that suffik doraisa l'chumra. And therefore she definitely needs tvila. Without tvila, we have a doraisa. Mashenke chafifa, that was established by Ezra, as the Rambam himself formulates here, and that's only a derabbanan. And therefore, we can apply a different yardstick, the rule of suffik derabbanan l'kula. So Einachinami, in all cases of suffik, the Rambam is going to say she needs another tvila. But if you're asking about chafifa, and the answer is, well, look, she did a good chafifa because there was somach l'chafifa tvila, then we're going to rely and validate that chafifa. She doesn't need a second chafifa. And that's the principle of suffik derabbanan l'kula. I mean, the oddity here is that we come to two mutually exclusive conclusions, but the Rambam holds that that's not a problem, because the halacha has to address every issue unto itself. And it's like the case of two people went down to Shvilim, and the halacha is Safik Tumur Shusarab Sfei Kotar, so we can be Matai Ruvain, and then when Shimon comes into Bezdin, we can be Matai Shimon. We're going to apply the rule that applies to Ruvain, apply the rule that applies to Shimon, even though we're involved in a logical contradiction, because we know one of them went down to Shvil, and he was Matami himself, but that doesn't bother me. Or take, for example, you don't know whether he recited Kriyat Shema with Birchos or without Birchos. So we might say that as far as the brachas is concerned, and many poskim hold this way, there's no need to repeat the brachas in the case of a Safi, because Safi Darabonu Lekula, as far as Kriyat Shema itself, which is Doraisa, you're going to have to repeat Kriyat Shema. Now, wait a minute. If you're going to repeat Kriyat Shema, how can you have Kriyat Shema without the brachas? You're assuming that he didn't recite Kriyat Shema. The answer is, as far as the brachas, we have a different rule of Safi brachas lahakel. When I say Vaitan, I say Vaitan. You could find 50 million examples of this. So the Rambam is not bothered by any logical inconsistency here in the way that the psak evolves, because the psak evolves in an appropriate way to each question unto itself. There's an independent question that we have to ask about tefillah, and another independent question that we have to ask about chafifa. And despite the fact that we'll come to the conclusion that as far as tefillah we have to be machmir, as far as chafifa we could still be making. However, I think there's another way of interpreting the Rambam. The Rambam might be asking himself the following question. Was the takana derabbanan of Ezra fulfilled, or was it not fulfilled? And the Rambam's answer is the following. If there's some safek about the chatzitza regarding this tefillah, then she needs another tefillah. That's clear. But do the Rabbanan say that her original chafifa is now batel? I mean, after all, let's ask a more fundamental question. Did she fulfill her requirement of chafifa? And the Rambam here sets up two scenarios. In one scenario, there was a chafifa samach l'tefillah, which the Rambam defines based on the Ikar d'Amri as oso ayom. In the other case, the chafifa was separated from the tefillah. So the Rambam says the following, she needs another tefillah. But what about the takanas chachamim that requires a chafifa samach l'tefillah? She needs a chafifa. The answer is she already fulfilled that takana. Why? Because she lived up to her requirement before the tefillah. I'm talking about the first tefillah of samach l'chafifa tefillah. Says the Rambam, if she did it once, then the second tefillah doesn't generate another chiv chafifa. She's already fulfilled her chiv chafifa. In a sense, what the Rambam is arguing is that chafifa is engendered by her tzorech tahara, meaning she's a nida. She now has an obligation to be mitahara herself. She needs chafifa. Now, it could be that the chafifa might be followed by one tefillah and then by a second tefillah. It doesn't matter from the Rambam's perspective. As long as she fulfilled the first chafifa the way she was meant to fulfill it, then the second tefillah links up with the first chafifa. Notice the Rambam is conjoining, is being mitzaref the second tefillah, the repeat tefillah, with the chafifa that took place before the first tefillah. The Rambam is not willing to say that the tefillah in between is a kind of a mafsik. Why? Because she fulfilled the takanas chachamim. But if she didn't fulfill the takanas chachamim, if her chafifa was not samach l'tefillah, then the Rambam says that once she needs a second tefillah, we're going to require her a second chafifa. In other words, here's the point in the Rambam. This is the punchline. The punchline of the Rambam is as follows. That if, let's say, a woman does not do the chafifa the way the Chazal, how should I say, designed it. It wasn't samach l'tefillah. And then she went ahead and she was tovel. So b'di'eved, we have a chafifa to rely on. Again, it wasn't the shpitz, it wasn't the perfect tefillah. I'm sorry, it wasn't the perfect chafifa. But nevertheless, b'di'eved, since she had a tefillah, we're going to rely on the original chafifa. Even though it wasn't samach l'tefillah the way she should have done it. However, if that tefillah is not valid, i.e. she needs another tefillah, then we're going to say that chafifa, the first chafifa, which wasn't samach to the first tefillah, could be okay for the first tefillah. But maybe for a move if the first tefillah is valid. But if that first tefillah is null and void, then we cannot link up that chafifa as a cube that hooks into or locks into tefillah. We need a new tefillah, we're going to require a new chafifa. But if on the other hand, she fulfilled her chafifa, kedasu kedin, samach l'tefillah, then the Rambam's opinion is that chafifa, as long as it anticipates a tefillah which will be mitayer her, in this case the second tefillah, that chafifa stands on its own and it's valid. So again, just to summarize, there are two ways of learning the Rambam. One way of learning the Rambam is the Rambam is applying two different hachros hasvekas here. Vis-a-vis the tefillah, he's applying the hachros hasvekas of something deraisa l'chumra, which requires another tefillah. Vis-a-vis chafifa, the Rambam is applying the rule of hachros hasvekas to rabbanan something derabbanan l'kula, she doesn't require another chafifa. The other way of learning the Rambam is that the Rambam's analysis of the sugya revolves around the relationship between chafifa and tefillah. Is the chafifa hooked into or locked into the first tefillah? And now that the first tefillah is invalid, she needs another chafifa to hook into or prepare herself for the second tefillah? Or no? The first chafifa continues to remain valid as a kiyum of the Takonis Chachom of Chafifa, even beyond the first tefillah, hooking into the second tefillah. Is there a tziruf between the Chafifa before first tefillah and the second tefillah? And the Rambam says it all depends. And that's what the sugya is dealing with. If it was a full-fledged compliance or fulfillment of the Takonis Chachom the way it was meant to be, that Chafifa is a valid Chafifa, and the second tefillah will be a continuation of the first Chafifa. If, on the other hand, the Chafifa was not the way the Chazal established it, again, it's a fallback position if it led up to a tefillah which is valid, but if it led up to an invalid tefillah and she's going to need a second tefillah, then that Chafifa is gone, and she'll need a second Chafifa. That's another way of learning, I think, the Rambam.
The chatzitza, you invalidated the tefillah because of the chatzitza. Why don't you invalidate the chafifa? The chafifa is what's wrong, and because of the poor chafifa, then the tefillah.
What we're saying here is that the chatzitza is not invalidating the tefillah b'taras vadai. We were not sure. It could be the chatzitza only came on to a goof afterwards. So what we're saying is that mitzara sofek, she requires a second tefillah. Now, should we say logically that since mitzara sofek, she requires a second tefillah, we should require a second chafifa? So in the first approach, the Rambam says no. Why? Because chafifa is only the Rabbanah.
But that's the inker. That's the inker. You're a masa chafifa. You're looking at the masa chafifa. I'm looking at the goal of the chafifa, which is to have no chatzitza. But there we found the chatzitza.
Right. So then the Rambam is logically inconsistent, because what are you going to tell me? You're going to tell me I'm going to require another tefillah because I assume that there was a chatzitza al gufa. No, then the chafifa is not worth a dime. You should require another chafifa.
Right.
That's why the Rambam says ain't no clue.
Right.
But the answer is that the Rambam, I think, again, I'm open to all suggestions. I mean, my purpose here is just to defend the Rambam. I mean, that's the way I was brought up. You know, that we try to defend every Rishon, but certainly we have a special place in our heart for the Rambam. What I think is that the Rambam is looking at this halachically. He's not looking at, you know, is there a logical interdependence between the tefillah and the chafifa? If you're looking at it that way, then the Rambam is right. Ain't no clue. But rather, the Rambam is looking at chafifa and tefillah as two separate entities. Meaning, in halacha, we have to know whether she needs another tefillah. We have to know if she needs another chafifa. And again, if you the examples that I gave before, isn't there a logical inconsistency to require a repeat Kriyat Shema and drop the brachas? Because the repeat Kriyat Shema means that we have reason to believe that there was no recitation of Kriyat Shema. I know if that be the case, then require another bracha. In other words, mitzad ha-metzius, there's an illogical or inconsistent answer to the metzius question as to whether he did in fact recite Kriyat Shema, he doesn't need a second one, or he forgot Kriyat Shema and he needs one because he didn't do the first one. And the answer has to be one and the same for both Birchas Kriyat Shema and Kriyat Shema. And again, I can give you thousands of examples like this. But the answer is that the halacha sees two chiyuvim here. There's one chiyuv called Kriyat Shema, there's one chiyuv called Birchas Kriyat Shema. One is Doraisa, the other is Darabanan. And we're going to be Machriya. Each one relative to each, like the case of the Shnei Shvilin. Where logically, we're involved in a contradiction, because you can't possibly tell me that Reuven is Tar and Shimon is Tar, when we know that Reuven and Shimon went down two roads, one of which had a mace on it, had a kever on it. You know what I'm saying? But the answer is that they're Dinim of Achras Sveikis, and I think that's one way of explaining the Rambam. The other way of explaining the Rambam is, how did the Rabbanan establish Chafifa? What was the way they did it? Did they say that chafifa is only valid for one tefillah, or could it be valid even for subsequent tefillah? The woman was toveles, oddly, paradoxically, twice. How do we define the chafifa that preceded the first tefillah? Is it a dud? You know, is it null and void? It died a death because that tefillah is now going to be replaced? Or do we say no, that the chafifa is still valid? Again, only if you assume that the chafifa and the tefillah are two different entities, but they link up together. And the Rambam says that if she fulfilled the Takonis Chacham the way that she was meant to fulfill it, then as far as chafifa is concerned, she did her job. There was due diligence. She fulfilled her chafifa. Aye, she found a chatzitza. It doesn't matter. She did her chatzitza, shahal chafifa. In Hilchas Tefillah, again, we have to be machmir and require a second tefillah, but we don't have to go as far as to say she needs a new chafifa. And again, in logical mitzvahs, Rabbi is right. I mean, you can't, you know, you're involved in a logical contradiction.
Isn't there an underlying assumption that the chafifa was good and that the chatzitza came between the chafifa and the tefillah?
That there was a chatzitza between chafifa and tefillah. Ah, if you're going to say that, then for sure you're going to have to assume, again in the mitzvahs, that if you're requiring a second tefillah, you have to require a second chafifa, because there was, which is what the rabbis are arguing, that the chatzitza attached itself to her body after the chafifa. No, if that be the case, she's running around with knots in her hair, she certainly would need a second chafifa. How could the rabbi say there are no knots in her hair, but she needs another tefillah? That's the Rabbi's objection. The Rabbi is banging on the table. Again, the Rabbi doesn't always say ain't no clue. You know, often he does, but I mean, there are very strong languages in the Rivet, but ain't a klum, I don't know, that fits in a special category. And it really is ain't a klum, because Ribbono Shel Olam, you're requiring a second tefillah, it means that there was a chatzitza before she jumped into the mikvah. So who cares about the chafifa? Chafifa doesn't do me any good. But I'm suggesting that the Rambam is operating on a level of halacha in one of two ways. Either he's trying to deal with hachros hasfekis, and you might have two different hachros. As far as the chafif is concerned, we're going to say she did not have a chatzitza when she went into the mikvah. Mm-hmm. And if we don't require a post-chatzitza, a post-chafifa, and as far as her din labayla is concerned, which she's muteris labayla not, meaning as far as whether this tefillah was valid and was mitairha, here we have a different set of rules, and we're going to assume that there was a chatzitza even before the tefillah. We're making two opposing, contradictory, the Rav would say mutually exclusive assumptions. But the answer is that's the way halacha works. That's why when you teach Torah to people, you know, I don't want to say which gender I'm referring to, but sometimes, you know, dait and kalos. What do they mean by dait and kalos? Was that an insult to the intellect of a woman? I don't believe that's what it's about. What I believe it's about is that unless a woman is very oriented, like they say about Pesha Soloveitchik, I don't know if it's true, but they don't say about every woman on the face of the earth. They say about Pesha Soloveitchik, the Rav's mother, she was a Feinstein from the home, that she knew all of Yoredeya Chelik Aleph with Shachantaz. A woman like that, I would say, is not Daiten Kalas. You can tell her over the biggest shtickel Torah with a Ktzayis and Rav Kivega and she'll understand it. And maybe our women today no longer fit into the category of Daiten Kalas because they go to like MMY or places like that and they become such great scholars. But back in the day, you know, when we have a picture from, it's a, a reproduction of a famous painting that hangs in the Hebrew National Museum here on Har Tzofim. It's a picture of a woman studying Tzena Re'ena. Now Tzena Re'ena is a translation of Chumash into Yiddish, and it's madhim to think about. And pardon the expression, there are no women in the room here, but in case any woman will hear this, that I don't mean to insult the women, but it's madhim to think of the ignorance of the women. Back in the day, we're not talking about, I mean, this Pilchowski's painting is only 100 years old. This woman in the painting with the whole garb that sits in the National Museum is a woman who didn't know Chumash. Or shall I say, the only knowledge of Chumash that she had was through Tzena Re'ena, which is a Yiddish translation. She didn't know anything about the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bechai and all that you study, you know, and all the machons, you know, today that they have for the study of Tanakh. And she certainly didn't know Black Gemara. So if you're going to tell her, you know what, lady, you need another tefillah, but you don't need another chafifa, I mean, she'll go nuts. That's logically inconsistent. That's what I think dait and kalos means. They just don't have the orientation. And for most of us, we don't have the orientation either. That's the truth. Because after studying the Talmud for 65 years, you know, we still don't know what's going on. And I didn't get to that madriga yet, but I'm getting close. All right. In any event, today, we want to go beyond the Rambam
Can I just ask this?
Just give me a few minutes. Just I get a good feeling that I accomplished something today.
Just,
you know,
on this point.
Because so far what we did was complete last Monday.
If she's chofef, yeah, and then she found her hand was dirty and she cleaned the hand, does that mean she needs to be chofef again?
Well, right now we're talking about Chafifas HaRosh. The rest of today's discussion will focus on the rest of her body. Okay, so we got to get into this. There's a lot of rules and regulations that govern the rest of her body, which is called in the language of Chazal Iyun. Not Limud B'Iyun, but we have to study this, so give it Iyun. But it means Iyun B'Gufa. Okay. So let me just say the following. Okay. Now, everything that we've discussed so far in this sugya on Samach Zayin Amid Beis revolves around the case, the scenario where she finds a Dovra Chotzeitz al Gufa. What happens if she doesn't find a Dovra Chotzeitz al Gufa? Then we say also La Tvila, her Tvila is valid, even if she was Marchik the Chafifa from the Tvila. So we don't have Samach Le Chafifa Tvila, but the tefillah is nevertheless valid based on that chafifa if she doesn't find the Dovra Chotzeitz. Now, in a sense, we could say that the support for this is the statement of of Mareimar on Daf Samach Zayin Omid Beis. And we've discussed this at great length. It says, Dorash Mareimar. Okay, this is about seven lines up before the end of Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Hilchasa kirav chizda kinemetaritz rav yemar. Which means that in certain situations, a woman will be marchik hart chafifa from a tefila as much as 3 days. Now, kinemetaritz rav yemar means we're not going to go that far as 3 days, we're going to limit it to 2 days. So, for example, if Motzei Shabbos is, again, just to review what we've done before, is Yontif, so she can't do the Chafifa before she goes to Mikvah. And if, let's say, Sunday night is the second day of Yontif, Rosh Hashanah before this, and Yontif Shein Shagolius, then the Chafifa is going to be done on Erev Shabbos, the Tevila is going to be done on Sunday night, a full 2 days, 48 hours have passed, separating her Chafifa from a Tevila, and Mareimar says that that's fine. So we see clearly that Tevila could be validated even though the Chafifa was separated from the Tevila by a full 2 days. Based on Rav Yemar, he's not willing to extend it 3 days, but 2 days, yes. Shabbos and Sunday. Is Memela Rabosai, when we get back to the question of a Chafifa that wasn't Samuch L'Tvila, can we rely on such a Chafifa? The answer is the following. We'll call it A, B, and C. A, if she found a Chatzitza, Dovra Chotzeitz, we can't rely on that Chafifa. B, if, however, she did not find the Dovra Chotzeitz, we're going to rely on that Chafifa, and the Tevila is valid. But see, B'medvar Mamurim, if you ask me, B'dieved, is her Tevila valid even though the Chafifa was Eina Smucha? The answer is yes, but up to a certain deadline. It's not an open-ended thing. She can't make a Chafifa on Sunday and be Tovelis on Thursday and validate the Tevila B'dieved because she didn't find the Chatzitza. No, it doesn't work like that. It's got to be within the 48 period. That's the maximum. And that's, I think, the sugya of Mareimar here on Daf Samach Zayin Amid Beis. So, B'li Neder, we're going to see this all in the Shulchan Aruch, the tour in the Shulchan Aruch soon. But first, I want to discuss with you the concept of Iyun, what we call Iyun. Now, the real source for this business is the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rashba in Torah Sabbais. Oh, I'm sorry. With your permission, I forgot to say something. After we established the Rambam, and the Rambam says that Tevila is an absolute requirement to replace the first Tevila, correct? Even though the Rambam is talking about a case which is Samuch L'Chafifa Tevila, and even if she was Osekes Biosa Min after Chatzitza, does this sheet of the Rambam surface in the post? I told you before that the Rambam is against all the Rishonim. Can we feel comfortable, as I'm sure the Raavad, if he was sitting in this room, would be perfectly comfortable, to put the Rambam somewhere, you know, in a theoretical discussion with all the lumbus that we said in the Rambam, but it has no bearing on the Halach. So I want to show you something in the Chachmas Adam, you know, that's the same author of the Chai Adam. He's almost like the last word on Hilchas Nida, and he writes the following. B'makom di efshar, yesh lahachmir kedas haRambam. The afilu haya hachafifa tefila ba'ona achas, which fulfills the requirement of samuk lechafifa tefila, v'nimtza alea dover chotzeitz, shetachzor v'titbo. Ela, he says, the eina tzricha chafifa acheres. Because even the Rambam says that. So this is fascinating to me, and for the Mori Ohrah, they have to be aware of this, that the Rambam Shita is not completely excluded from the world of halacha as a theoretical analysis, you know, which is good for a yeshiva to say shir. It also has bearing la halacha. Again, every situation is going to have to be judged in its context. You know, to what extent is there a pressing need to rely on hatfilas? To what extent can we say, my hefsi b'dov, what do we lose by telling her to be machmir and require another tefillah? That's as far as the Chof Masodim is concerned. Maybe you can put that over there if anyone wants to see it inside.
But not another
chafif. Correct. That's one thing I wanted to tell you. The other thing I wanted to tell you is that the Pisrei Tshuva, okay, here I have to get up and find the Pisrei Tshuva. He says the following. The Rambam writes, Ula Rambam, I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch writes, this is in Sif Yud, in our Simon 199, Kuf Tzadik Tes, after telling us that if she finds a Dabra Chotzes, and other factors indicate that the Chatzitz happened afterwards, then she doesn't need a second chafifa. Meaning that if the chafifa was kedasu kedid in the onas ha-tfila, meaning samach le-tfila, then ein etzricha tfila acheres. Then he writes, Ula Rambam, bein kach u bein kach, even in the case where the chafifa was samach le-tfila, tzricha tfila acheres, el shezu ein etzricha lasar v'lochuf v'zu tzricha. Meaning, if she was not samach, she needs both a repeat tefillah and chafif. If she was someches, she only needs a repeat tefillah, not a chafif. So the question is, what does the Shulchan Aruch mean when he says Ula Ramba? Again, is he just preaching some theoretical knowledge, you know, Torah v'lilma nitzorech, it's a ben soru moreh, shalohai v'lo nivra? Or is he telling you something la halacha? So there's a half a line here in the Pisrei Tshuva, Sif Kot Vav. He writes, the Ayin B'Tshuvas Shev Yaakov. Now, I used to know who the Shev Yaakov was. I think he was a German 3 centuries ago. Simon Nevov. She Yesh LaHachmir Ke'aramba. This is my mouth. He's not saying the way the Chochmas Adam said that if it's not a big deal, the Dora Nekil, to ask her to go again, you know, please, Mr. So-and-so, do me a favor. I want to have a good conscience when I go to sleep and I go to the mikvah one more time. No, he's not saying that. He's saying that the reason why the Shulchan Aruch is bringing the Rambam is to tell you that we should be machmer like the Rambam Shita. That is a gewaldige chumrah halacha lemaisa. Again, when I say halacha lemaisa, I'm saying halacha lemaisa according to the Pisrei Tshuva. I'm not passing halacha lemaisa. I'm going to pass halacha lemaisa like the Chachmas Adam. But I'm just saying that in the context of the Pisrei Tshuva, he writes that yesh lahachmir kishitas haRambam. He doesn't have any ifs, ands, or buts. You know, if it's an easy thing, And, you know, what does she care to go to the mikveh again? She'll pay another 20 shekel, whatever it is, to the mikveh. I don't know, do they have to say charge for the mikveh these days? I don't know, it probably went up since then.
20 shekel.
What?
For the men's mikveh is 20 shekel.
Men, okay. Maybe the women, they give a break, I don't know. But whatever it is, I think they should charge more for the women, but that's what it is. So I'm just pointing out here, before we go on, that this Rambam is not just necessarily theoretical. And Sidri Tara has something to say about this in Sifkot Lamed Aleph. And this here appears on page Tuf Reish Chaf Aleph. He says, Ula Rambam, that's the Dibra Masel, quoting the Shulchan Aruch who quotes the Rambam. And he says, Ein Mashakosva Gon Baal Machaber Sefer Shev Yaakov, which was quoted by the Pisrei Tshuva, Simon Memvo. And he says that this question of a woman who found the Dora Chotzeitz on her body after Tefillah, he says that this question was asked to the Ramah, Velo Hechriya. The Ramah didn't come Lamaisa to any conclusion. So what does the Shev Yaakov has to say about it? He says, HaRamah lo echmira, but nearly sheyesh lahachmir. Hoil, since the Mechaber quotes this in the name of the Rambam, and not only that, the Ramah was worried about another Rishon who holds like the Rambam, Rabbeinu Yerucha, is therefore lo nemo da Rambam hushitas yochid b'din zeu batel daito. Right, we have a din of Yochid Rav Malachi Karabim. He says, no. Ho the hiskim imo Rabbeinu Yerucham shu echem igdoli amudei ha'ora yesh lahachmir. And we have to be mach. He says the following. The afal gav d'mi'uto, this is what Rabbi was asking last time, right, this chatzitz is only b'mi'ut ha'guf, is therefore a few in hikpid, even if it's a miut shemakpid, eno chatzitza ela midrabbana. Rabosai, now we're piling up one chumra on top of the other chumra. You know, we try to argue in the context of the Rambam that the reason why the Rambam requires a second tvila to replace the first is because we have a something doraisa. Well, what about the case of a chatzitza that's only a miut, which is 99.9999% of our cases of a chatzitza? You know, she finds a piece of dough, you know, stuck on her hand or whatever it might be. Is that only the Rabbanan? As I frecht the Sidri Tara. So why is the Rabbim so machmir here? And we, because of the Rabbi Yerucham, together with the Rabbim, we're going to be machmir? That's the Shev Yaakov. He says, Mikomakom, kan tuchal lachzar vilitbo bekalus ulefichach ein lohak. This, I believe, is the Chokhmah Sotah. And basically, this changes the whole picture. I don't believe he's saying this in the Shev Yaakov. This is Sidri Tara arguing with the Shev Yaakov. He says, Shev Yaakov, you want to accept the Rambam Shita L'chumra because you have Rabbeinu Yerucham on his side against all the other poskim L'kula. And in Chsoch L'chafifa Tefillah to require a second Tefillah, not Chafifa, but Tefillah, because maybe the chatzitza was on her goof before she went into the mikvah. Good, you want to be machmir, that's wonderful, but only on a doraisa level, not on a drabbana level, unless it's a dovra kal. Now, this concept of dovra kal is fascinating to me because I think it reflects back on chiluk aleph of Yoruday about isa v'heter, because we find concepts called a dorash yesh lamatirin. Like, for example, if you have a dorash yesh lamatirin that's also because of Shabbos, and after Shabbos it'll be mutter, or it's also because of Pesach, and after Pesach it'll be mutter, then we say, you know what? We're going to be mach. Why? Ash tochlen b'isa, tochlen b'heter. Again, there are many different ways of understanding that, but on a superficial level at least, one could argue that the psak halacha in case of sfeikas will say that let's be machmir when it's no sweat off our back. It's no, how do we say it in English? No skin off my back, whatever the phrase is. Off my nose. It's a dorakal. And if it's a dorakal, so you know, pay the other 20 shekel. You know, maybe the mikvah lady will give you a break because, you know, you found the Dorah Chotzis, you came running back. You know, within a certain period of time, maybe that 20 shekel still covers you. It's like on an egged bus. How long do they give you? 2 hours, I think, right?
It's the mikvah's fault anyway, so the mikvah lady didn't see it.
Yeah, that's right. On the side that she needs another tefillah, blame it on the mikvah lady. Why didn't you find the chatzitza? Okay, let's say there was no mikvah lady there. She went in without a mikvah lady. So, for example, in the case of contact lenses, you know, it's a miut shemakpid, you know. But he has cases here of a chatzitza, which is clearly drabana, mira makpid, and therefore he says, mika din, we don't have to be machmir like the Rambam, even though Rabbi Yerucham supports him and he's migdole amude ara, unless it's a dobra nekil. So I was very excited that perhaps the source for this chokmas adam is the Sidrei Tara. But you should know that the Pisrei Tshuva, reading the Shulchan Aruch as he reads straightforward, came to the conclusion that we have to be machmir like the Shita Sarama. Pros Pasha, forget about Dobra Nekil. So that's why I tell you that this whole discussion about the Rambam is not just a theoretical discussion.
But it's all based on the fact that the Rambam doesn't say she has to have another Khafifa also, because that would be a big deal.
Correct. That much she doesn't need another Khafifa. Okay, Rabbi. So now we get to the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rashba. Okay. This you'll find, again, if you don't have a copy of the Beis Yosef, I have an extra copy there on the table. It's kedai to see it inside. He writes the following. And this, I think, will lead us to the Chidush HaRashba in Masecht Nida. But first, the Beis Yosef is only quoting the Rashba in Torah Sabayis. And he says, V'zeh l'shon HaRashba in Torah Sabayis Ha'aruch, Ha'hod yom HaRova tovla v'yolsa v'nimsa Olea dover chotzeitz im samach lechafifa tovla ena tzricha lachu felitpa. Okay. Says the Rashba, mi hasham inon de lechatchila hu de beinon iune samach letvila. From here, we want to conclude that in order to assume that this Dovra Chotzitz came onto her body after the Tvila, it's not enough that she did the Chafifa Samach L'Tvila, because that only covers Chatzitz in her hair, in her head. But in addition, she needs Iyun Samach L'Tvila. And we're going to have to establish whether that's a Doraisa Aloch or a Drabonan Aloch. Ha'ina Shalobis Samach L'Tvila. Now, although we require iyun, and the iyun should take place right before the tefillah, he says, that's only lechatchila. That's the best way she should do it. But let's say that not only was the chafifa separated from the tefillah, but even the iyun was separated from the tefillah. So there was no A, chafifa, samach l'tfila. There was no B, iyun, samach l'tfila. He says, tovla, if she went ahead and she was tovelas, but the evidence he says, also l'tfila. The tfila is valid. Again, she didn't find the chatzitza. The adkan lo kama rav ha-hacha, benimtza aleha dover chotzeitz, delo also tfila. Why? Because shalom chafifa samach l'tfila. Alma, Dafka, Nimtza, Olel. There are two conditions to Rava's requiring a second repeat tefillah. Number one, there was no chafifa tzomach l'tefillah. And number two, she found a chatzitza after the mikvah, v'lo chafifa. V'lo ino hu. Says the Rashba, when does Rava say that because you cannot rely on this chafif in a total way, she'll require a new tefillah because she found the chatzitza? That's only in the absence of iyun. Hu delo also la tefillah. Ha lo nimtza aleh dover chotzeitz. If she didn't find the dover chotzeitz, also la tefillah. Afal pish lo iyana samach la tefillah. So the Rashba basically says that chafifa and iyun become like a package deal. And even if the Irun and the Chafifa were done at a distance, not Samuch, then the evidence tefillah would be valid, unless she found a Dover HaChotz. So she found a Dover HaChotz, says the Rashba. Then since both her Chafifa and her Iyun were Eidos Mucha L'Tvila, therefore, she requires a second Tvila. Now my question to you, Rabosai, is, since the Rashba says that the reason why she needs a subsequent Tvila in the case of when she found the Chatzitza is because the Iyun and the Chafifa were both done at a distance, if you follow what I mean. Is that okay if I use that term? Because what would be your diuk? What would be your understanding? What would the Rashba say in the following scenario? Although the Chafifa wasn't Samach L'Tfila, the Iyun was Samach L'Tfila. Would that be enough if she found a what? If she found a chatzitza on her body after the tefila, would that be enough to be tole the chatzitza on post tefila and validate the first tefila? Because again, the Rashba is saying that the problem here is why does Rava require a second tefila? It's because both the chafifa and the iyun were not smucha litvila. Is anybody willing to say the next sentence? I mean, I know what I'm going to say now, but I just want to know if you would say the same thing. What's the diyakin in the Rashba? That had the iyun been samach litvila. Again, the Rashba says that the reason she needs another tefila is because both the chafifa and the iyun was not samach litvila. My diuk is that if he's saying that both were not samach litvila, then if one of them was samach litvila, that should be enough to allow me to assume that she was free of any chatzitza when she went into the tefila. She doesn't need another tefila.
Well, how can you say one of them? Just one of them. That's the iyun.
Well, again, it depends what the chatzitza was. But if the chatzitza was begufa, then the iyun itself should be enough.
That's right.
If we're talking about a chatzitza in the rush, maybe the chafifa samach litvila would be enough. I have no doubt about it. Again, the Rash wants to make a big deal that she requires l'chatchila not just chafifa but iyun. Then he wants to make a big deal that although she requires iyun, even if the iyun was not samach litvila, it's valid. Then the Rashba says that's all fine and dandy if you're only dealing with a b'dieved situation vis-a-vis the tefila. But if you're dealing with an additional variable, a problem here of finding a chatzitza, then we're going to say that if both the chafifa and the iyun was too early and too far separate from the tefila, then she needs another tefila because she found the chatzitza afterwards. But I think the implication is that both the iyun and the chafifa were sort of invalid. In other words, they weren't done the way it should be done. But if one of them was invalid, that would be okay. Now, the problem that I have is because in the same breath, the Rashba finishes, the Beis Yosef finishes, and he writes v'chein kos of Haran b'perek Beis de Shvuos. And I'm going to try to prove to you from the Ran in Shvuos that the Ran holds that Iyun, even if it was done samach l'tfila, would not be sufficient in the case of when she found the chatzitza afterwards. In other words, Rabosai, what I'm presenting to you is the following thesis, which I have to prove to you. Right now, you shouldn't believe a word that comes out of my mouth. And you should assume everything I'm about to tell you is sheker v'chazuv. What I'm about to say is the following. That the Beis Yosef has a quote of the Rashba, and then he writes v'chein kos of Haran. That's irreconcilable. You can't say that that's the Rashba and v'chein kos of Haran, because the Rashba is saying one thing and the Ran is saying something totally different. And there's going to be a tremendous nafkamin halacha l'maisa. That's what I'm presenting to you. Again, can I prove this to you? We'll see. Time will tell. So again, according to the Rashba, Nimtza Oleh Chatzitza, she needs another tefillah because there was no Iyun or Chafifa, Samach L'Tfila. it comes out that according to the Rashba, the way we're understanding the Rashba, if she was ma'ayin atzma kiddin, meaning samach l'tvila, then lo chay shinan when she finds a chatzitza. Lo chay shinan. But then the Beis Yosef says, kain kos of haran. Well, what I want to do is open up the Ran and show you inside. You have the Ran, then maybe you'll open it for me. I put the page in there. Well, the Ran in Shavuos is published here at the end of Nida. And but you do some of the work with me if you don't mind, Rabbi. I mean, you don't have to, but whoops, if you don't mind. Because I have this Gemara, and this Gemara doesn't have the Ran in the back. Doesn't have any of the boys in the back. That's why if you buy the shas for who knows how many thousands of dollars, you still have to buy the old shas. It doesn't. It's you know, if the seller is selling you both shas, he's making a good profit because he knows that each shas cannot do it on a loan. You need both chafifa and iyud, right? You need both of them. Anyway, the ran. Now there are two rans over here. We're going to start with the second ran, which viim samuch, right? That's this one. And what we're going to try to find in this Ran is that although he doesn't quote the Rashba by name, he quotes the Rashba and he says, the Imlonim Tzaleh Chatzitza also Latvila Filu Kisher Chika Chafifa. So again, she did the Chafifa way before the Tfila. She didn't find any Chatzitza. We'll rely on the Tfila. That's point number one. That's fine. And nobody has a problem with that. But then, the Ran goes on to say that only applies if she did iyun kodem atvila. Wow! The Ran is going to assume, and I think this is absolutely against the Rashba, that chafifa she'ena smucha l'tvila is only reliable to validate that one tvila if she did an iyun before the tvila. If she didn't do the iyun before the tefila, ein lahakel b'di'evet the iyun dvar torahu. The requirement of iyun is doraisa, meaning tefila without iyun is worthless. And he's saying that since she didn't have a chafifa before the tefila, meaning samach l'tefila, she didn't have iyun samach l'tefila, then she's missing here a prerequisite which is doraisa of iyun kodem tefila. So in the absence of smicha, if you follow what I mean, I don't mean smicha for Rabbanus here, then the Torah absolutely requires iyun. Iyun is not going to replace chafifa, and therefore if she does find a chatzitza in her hair, the iyun is not good enough, because there was no samach l'chafifa tefila. But the iyun in all situations is an absolute Torah requirement according to the Ran. Now, if you turn back one page, there's a Dibra Maskel Omar Rava, which is, I think, on the top left column. You see such a thing? Let me just double check here. No, I'm sorry. It should be Vav Hamad Aleph. Is that right? Vav Hamad Aleph. Dibra Maskel Omar Rava. And then if you look a little below that, it says Maschich or something like yes. that? Oh, so that's the big paragraph, Maschich. And there, the Ran says that Nimtza Olech Chatzitza, if she finds a Chatzitza, Lo Mahani Masha Ina, the Iyun is not reliable. In other words, when Rava says that, since she did the chafifa samach l'tefila, therefore we can be tola the chatzitza on post tefila, and she doesn't need another tefila. That's only chafifa. That's the power of chafifa, says the Ran. But the fact that she did iyun, that's not enough to validate the tefila if she finds a chatzitza. The ikal and meimar, and this is the last of the skinny lines, you know, the first of the wide lines in that paragraph. Ikal and meimar delo ina yafa yafa. You have such a Ran?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, So again, what's going to save her tefillah in the case where she found the chatzitza after the tefillah? Says the Ran, only chafifa samach l'tefillah. In the absence of chafifa samach l'tefillah, even though she had to do iyun, and according to the Ran, there's nothing to talk about if she didn't do iyun. That's a requirement midoraisa. But nevertheless, we're not going to rely on that iyun without a chafifa. Because Dilma, Chayshin and Dilma, lo iyun or yofa yofa, when she finds a chafifa, a chatzitza, we're going to have to assume that her iyun was not an absolute reliable iyun. Now let's see how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Shulchan Aruch says, chafifa vi'ina vi'tavla, ubal yasa nimsa le'dom rechotzeitz, and it was samach l'chafifa, then eina tzricha tvila acheres. It sounds to me like the Mechaber is telling us that she needs iyun in order to validate this tvila, but iyun itself is not enough. But rather, what's going to validate this tvila in the case where she found a davar chotzeitz? That's only if there was a chafifa samach l'tvila, then ain't a tzricha tvila acheres. So it seems to me that the Shulchan Aruch here is l'shitaso when he says v'chein kasav haran, meaning that he somehow identifies the Rashba with the Ran, which I don't know how he can do such a thing. Because again, if we read the Rashba says that the reason why we can't be told is because neither the chafifa nor the iyun was samach l'tfila. Mashman that if one of the two was samach l'tfila, either chafifa samach l'tfila or iyun, then we have no problem in validating the tfila and being told the chatzitza on post tfila. However, the Shulchan Aruch didn't understand the Rashba like that, even though that's clearly what the Rashba is saying. How do I know that Rav Yosef Karo 5 centuries ago did not understand the Rashba that way? For the fact that A, he writes for Kain Kosova Ran, we open up the Ran, and the Ran says that Iyun is not enough to establish Taliya and validate the Chafifa. And validate the Tefila. If you caught my mistake, that's a good sign. It means you're awake. And the only thing that can validate this Tefila when she finds a Chatzitza is only Chafifa. Everything depends upon Chafifa. Again, I don't know why the Beis Yossi says V'chein Kasav, meaning he identifies the Rashba with the Ran, but bottom line is, by doing so, he's committing the Rashba, so to speak, to the position of the Ran, namely that Iyun itself is not enough to save the day. And that's very meduyuk in Rav Yosef Karo's Shulchan Aruch, because he writes that, how can I salvage this tefillah when she finds a chatzitza? He says, because her chafifa was tzarach l'tefillah. He doesn't offer another alternative, that the Iyun was tzarach l'tefillah, which I think the Rashba himself would. And the pellet to me here is that if you look here in the Be'er HaGola, Nabuchav Dalid, or maybe I didn't see it in the Be'er HaGola, who was it? I saw it in the... Just 1 second. But somebody says that this is the Rashba. Maybe it's in the Sidrei Tara. I don't know. It's on the Bar Mekomos page? Okay, so we'll look in the Sidrei Tara. But in any event, the Shulchan Aruch consistently understood the Rashba as saying that if she finds a chatzitza, then the only way of salvaging the tefillah is by smichus chafifa l'tefillah. Okay? And the iyun is not going to do it for us. Let's look in the Shach Sifkot and Tezvav. I think that's also on the list here.
Where's the chatzitza we're talking about?
Just 1 second. I don't know, that's another issue. But let's go slowly. Again, right now, we're trying not to get confused, Alan, because your question is going to be very, very poignant and very confusing. But right now, let's just read the text and just get the facts on the ground. The facts on the ground are the following, that both the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch, and before him the Ran, I don't think the Rashba, but the Ran, all maintain that the only way we could salvage the chatzitza, and again, we're not making any distinctions where she found the chatzitza right now. Because the text doesn't make any... Again, we're reading the text. We want to be honest to the reading of the text. And then we'll rack our brains. But first we got to read the text. Is that clear? Everybody on the same page? In the text, it makes no distinction here where she found the chatzitza. It says that if she found the chatzitza, the only way that we could possibly salvage the tefillah is samach l'chafifa tefillah. Reading Rava as he said it in Nina Samach Vavam Beis, reading the Ran as he says it in Shavuos Vavam Beis, and reading the Beis Yosef as he said it there, and now he says in the Shulchan Aruch, says the Shach, and I get very excited about this because it shows me that I'm on the right path, at least in understanding the text. He says, V'im Lav, that's the Shulchan Aruch, meaning it wasn't Chafifa Samach L'Tefillah, then she needs another Tefillah. Says the Shach, Pirish, Afilu Iyana Samach L'Tefillah. Even though the Iyud was Samach L'Tefillah. Kevan Delo Chafafa Samach L'Tefillah Tzricha Tefillah Acheres. V'chein Mashma Midivrei Aran Shmuz Vavam in Beis. Shekosav V'chi Tema. And if you'll say, he's quoting the Ran. And this is that last Ran that you read. The Chi Tema, right before the white lines there, the Shach is quoting him. Ibai Iyunei Samach L'Tefillah. Since we require, according to the Ran Shita, Iyun Samach L'Tefillah, that's an absolute required, ironclad, it's a Doraisa. Is there Fafil Lochafafa Samach L'Tefillah, Amai Tzarech Lochufa Litbal? Why should she need another Tefillah? Hare Iyana Bechol Gufa. Interesting, I don't know what Bechol Gufa means here. Samach L'Tefillah. V'yesh Lomar, still quoting the Ran, Sheva lo iyana yafa yafa. Avol b'chafifa leka lemeich ashach. So in other words, if you want to know, did she do a good job? And did she establish beyond any question, in all certainty, that there's no chatzitza before the tefillah? The answer is it depends. If you're relying on iyun, is lo iyana yafa yafa. That's the chashash. If you're relying on chafifa, chafifa has no chashash.
Why?
I don't know. Again, I'm just right now reading the text, Rabbi Osei. This year is just to establish Vashtei. My Rebbe told me a million times, he used to emphasize this, 90% of Lumbus is reading the text. Afterwards, you'll break your brain and try to figure it out. But right now, let's get the facts on the ground. I'm reading the Shulchan Aruch. I read the Beis Yosef. I read the Ran. And now I'm reading the Shach. And they all say Peh Echad. That she requires iyun before tefillah, but that iyun, if she finds a derachotzeitz, is not reliable. We're going to assume dilma lo iyana yafa yafa. If she did a chafifa before tefillah, that chafifa is totally reliable. There's no chashash that she didn't do a good chafifa job. And therefore we have every reason to assume that the chatzitza came onto her body after tefillah, and she doesn't need a repeat tefillah. And the one who's going to try to put this all together is the Sidrei Tara. Where's the Sidrei Tara? I wrote it to you on the page here. Chavtes. Okay, so we'll take a look at the Chavtes. But first, does anybody here have a Rashba? No? I was hoping that we photocopied the Rashba.
Yeah, we have.
You have. Okay, good. Okay. Oh, I see it's getting late. Okay, let me just try, in the few minutes that we have, to read the Rashba. The Rashba says in Chidush HaRashba, Mehadu Rava, right, Rava is the sugi that we're studying now, Shamina we derive, the Afal Gav, the lo chafafa samach l'tefillah, it still is going to be a reliable tefillah if she doesn't find the davar chotzitz. Dafka nimtza le davar chotzitz lo also la tefillah. Halo nimtza le davar chotzitz also la tefillah. In other words, there's no doubt that a chafifa separated from tefillah is still valid as far as the tefillah is concerned in the absence of the terrible headache of finding a Dovra Chotzitz. V'hainu taima, delo gora, Michofefes be'erev Shabbos v'tavlo l'motzai Shabbos heich d'lo efshar. She couldn't do the chafifa on Shabbos. She had to do the chafifa on erev Shabbos. The chafifa was separated from the tefillah by 12 hours, and yet the tefillah is valid, and possibly even 24 hours, and possibly even 48 hours. I mean, that he doesn't add here. Umiu, when is chafifa enough to validate the tefillah below matzah davar chotzeitz, even though the chafifa was not done the real way, the real makoy? Says the Rashba, dafka b'she'iyana samach l'tefillah. This is where the Ran got it from this Rashba, and the Rashba in Torah Sabbais, that there has to be iyun samach l'tefillah. Holav hachilo also l'tefillah. Now, if I were to stop here, you would tell me that according to the Rashba, iyun before tefillah is an absolute requirement. Right?
And sufficient.
But I deliberately, it's not fair, stopped in the middle of a sentence. And this next sentence, this next part of the sentence, the Sefer is going to change our whole understanding. He says the following. Vehu means, when is it true that iyun samach l'tefillah is absolutely indispensable? Says the Rashba, shenis aska beintayim bedavar chotzeitz. Now watch what happens here. Let's say the chafifa, for example, the loefsha, was on Erev Shabbos, and the tefillah was on Motzi Shabbos. What did she do during the course of the 24 hours of Shabbos? Was serving lakshin kugel, etc., etc. Says the Rashba, that since she was this aska bedavar chotzeitz, in other words, between the chafifa and the tefillah, she was this asik bedavar chotzeitz, therefore the tefillah is invalid, unless there was iyun before the tefillah. So again, Rav Osi, do you follow what I'm telling you now? I misled you by stopping midway in the middle of the sentence, telling you that according to the Rashba, iyun is an absolute requirement, samach l'tefillah. If not, there's nothing to talk about. That's not true. That's only true because the chafifa is a little bit chofef. It's a little bit unreliable. Why is the chafifa a little bit unreliable? Because between the chafifa and the tefillah, she was osekes b'min achotzeitz. Uki the Amar Rav Gidol. Okay, we didn't get to the sugya of Rav Gidol. He says v'im tomar v'ibishayena. And if you're going to tell me, okay, she was osekes be oso amin between chafifa and tvila, and therefore she needs iyun, correct? He says be'ibe she'iyana v'leka midi, if before the tvila she checked and she found nothing, which again, according to the Rashba, is an absolute requirement if she was osekes between the chafifa and the tefillah, but also amin, but she didn't find anything at the iyun. So he says, therefore, ki nimtza aleh dover chotzis lecha tefillah is afilu nisaska, even though she was osekes before the tefillah, be also amin, my havi. For sure the chatzitza came onto her body after tefillah, because she checked her body and she didn't find anything. This is the Ran. But when does the Rashba say that's only because subsequent to the chafifa she was osekes b'yoso amin, like the case of a tefillah of Shabbos? And during the entire course of Shabbos, she was making mashed potatoes, you know, or ayur, what's it called, egg salad. But in the absence of that, if let's say between the Chafifa and the Tefillah, she was very careful and she wasn't also El Sekes also Min, then the Rashba goes back to his original Kasha, his premise that Iyun is absolutely reliable and she doesn't need another Tefillah. So Rabotzai, once again, I insist that there is an unfair blood libel against the Rashba, and the Rashba is being misquoted over and over again. And the Rashba holds that Iyun is absolutely required, is absolutely reliable, even though she found the Dor HaChotzeitz after the Tefillah. But again, I have to have controlled conditions. You know, every scientific experiment needs controlled conditions. My controlled conditions in the lab are that she was not osekes biosa min bein chafifa litvila. So now we have a chafifa. The chafifa was not somach litvila. That chafifa is not going to be reliable when she finds a dor hachotzeis. But says the Rashba, she found. She implemented an iyun before tefillah. Once she implements an iyun before tefillah, which she's required to do because she was osekes biosa min after the chafif before the tefillah, therefore the iyun is absolutely reliable. What did I just say? Did I say she was osekes or not? I'm sorry. I think there's so many variables. Let me just say, now let me get it right.
She was not osekes.
If she was not osekes, biosa min before tefillah, and she was ma'ayin, even though the chafifa took place a day before, then when she finds a chatzitza, she has a right to assume that that chatzitza came onto her body after tefillah. And it's against the Shulchan Aruch. And again, you know, don't quote me on this, because I'll deny I said it, but what a chutzpah on the part of the Beis Yosef to say v'chein kosev aran. That's not the Ran. True, the Ran says that iyun samach l'tefillah is a requirement. True that the Ran says that that iyun is not going to tip the scale and be reliable when she finds a dor hachotzeitz afterwards, because dilma lo yofed lo iyun ayofi yofi, but that has nothing to do with the Rashba. When the Rashba says dilma lo iyun ayofi yofi, he's talking about a specific case, namely where she was osekes biosa min post chafifa before tefillah, then dilma lo iyun ayofi yofi. Is the Rabosa halacha l'maisa in the following scenario, which is very relevant, we're going to have a problem. A woman has to go to mikvah on Motzi Shabbos. When does she do the chafifa? On Erev Shabbos. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. What else does she need? Well, before she goes into the mikvah, she needs iyun. Correct? Does, and now she finds a dor hachotzeitz afterwards. Does she need another tefillah? According to the Rashba, it depends. If she was osekes biosa min, she needs another tefillah. Dilma lo eina yofi yofa. But if she wasn't osekes biosa min, she doesn't need another tefillah. Whereas according to the Ran, and the Beis Yosef, and the Shulchan Aruch, and the way the Shach understands the Shulchan Aruch, iyun is not reliable. Even if she wasn't osekes biosa min. So we have a major problem, halacha l'maisa. Again, I'm not here right now to paskin for you. And hopefully we'll be more... Well, again, this is a very intense sugya, so you got to give me another few days on this, because I don't want to drop the ball once we got to this point. And don't tell me next week that you're bored with this, because you're not going to be bored with this. Although on Monday, we usually have a shiur on Monday. I won't. My head will not be. This is too complicated for me on Monday. Any other day of the year I can do it, but not on Monday.
Monday's poor.
Monday's poor.
It's poor.
And
it's
poor. I don't know if I'll know the difference between Haman and Mordechai on Monday, but certainly not the difference between a case where she was ma'ayin kodem atvila. She found the chatzitza. Did she osek be'osa min before the chafifa, between the chafifa and the tvila? You're going to ask me this on Monday? No way, no how. Maybe you could ask me for a drink on Monday. We can drink together. Hint, hint.
Where will you be on Monday?
I'll be in Arnov. I'll tell you why, because this year they made the Suda here in the ELC a little bit later, and I can't be in two places. Purim is a day my family gets together, and it's one of the most profound days, if not the most profound day of the whole year. I think it's even more profound than Yom Kippur. In the way our family, just the interaction and the things that we remember from last Purim, we're still... So I just can't be in both places at the same time. So I'll probably be here for the Megillah reading, I'll stick around a little bit, and then I'm off to Har Nof at some point, before I start drinking. Because otherwise I can't drive to Har Nof. So Rabosai, Halacha L'maaseh, we have a real case, a practical difference between how to read the Rashba and the Ran. I mean, the Ran is clear, and the Shulchan Aruch is clear, and the Shach is clear, everybody's clear, but it's against the Rashba. The Rashba would say that if she wasn't Osekes Bioso Min, then we rely on the Eir. So all this has to be worked out. Again, what was the Eir, and what is Eir, and how she did Eir, and then what she found, where was the Chitzitza, was it here, was it there, was it elsewhere, okay? But I want to wish everyone a Feilich and Purim.
Okay? No questions like that, you have to do the Chafif over again. No,
everybody paskins that you have to do the chafif over again because the chafif was not samach l'tefila. Now, if the chafif was samach l'tefila, she doesn't even need a tefila repeated.
But it's illogical to say that because the reason that we have...
Again, what's the case, Alan? So make sure we're talking about the same case. When did she do the chafif?
She did the chafif on Friday.
Right, so it's not Samach L'Tfilah.
It's not Samach, right? The whole reason that we made the Chavifa on Friday is because we're afraid that she'll rush it if we do it on Saturday night.
Right.
So now what do you do? Now you found a Chitzitza, and now you're making her do a Chavifa on Saturday night, but it's definitely going to be rushed because she's just spent all this time beforehand with her feeling.
Well,
so you come back and
I think we're passing like the Shiltos, that we're not worried about her rushing.
Yeah, but why,
even Rashi would probably say...
Because it's illogical. What you're doing is you're making her now substitute another Chavifa, which you have a Chash al Chavila on theoretical grounds, for a Chavifa that you have no reason to doubt in the first place. Especially when the,
well, no, I tell you the truth, Alan. I think what we're saying is called. I think what we're really saying is that the chafifa that she made is totally null and void.
Yeah, but that's
because we found a Dabra Chosek.
I could understand if they found a Dabra Chosek in her hair, but she found.
Okay, good. That I told you. What you can't, this sugya is complicated enough. We'll have to figure out, as I told you before, if there's a difference.
That's what I'm asking about, because it seems like there are mandomrim that say she has to do hakvifa, even though... Right.
Well, let's not jump ahead of ourselves, Alan. Let's just say the following at this point, to set the record straight for where we're holding, Basher Hu Shah. At this point, what we know is that if she finds a Dabra Chotzeitz and the Chafifa and the Tefillah were separated, let's say in this case by 24 hours, she needs another Chafifa. The first Chafifa is totally unreliable. Why? Because we're going to assume that after the Chafifa, she got a Chatzitza in her hair. Okay, let's just say that. Just to calm you down. Again, we'll have to go through it. Okay, then?